welcome to a Dope Talk podcast. This season is hosted by Jazzy Mo and Chaos the Rapper, the host of Yo LGBT Raps, the only LGBT music video countdown. This podcast takes you along our journey as we meet and greet the dopest in black LGBT hip-hop, the artists, the influencers, the culture keepers. The next 10 episodes features cats we interviewed over the course of 2020 in this weird-ass pandemic. I'm Chaos the Rapper, and this is a Dope Talk podcast for that ass, yay! There you go. There I go. There we go. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah. What I was telling you about, this interview is gonna be for the podcast, so you ain't got to worry about the cuteness. You cute though.
Oh, podcast. Let me get my voice ready.
Yeah. Exactly. Come on, Jersey. What up, Jersey?
Yeah. What's good? What's good?
Shelly Pharrell in the building. What's going on, big ball?
No, what's good? What's good? It's good. I'm excited for this chat. You know, we get to connect and build. The one-on-one.
You feel me? Because it was like, I feel like it was about a year ago when I got put on to Shelly. And I was just like, nice. Yo, this is dope. That was that Cool It Jack video. And when I saw it, I was like, yo, this shit is clean, boss. And it was the word flow. I was like, I feel like this feels familiar. Familiar in the sense that that's an up top situation. I was like, yes, I feel it. And then I heard Jersey. I was like, yes, exactly, bro. So tell me about that video real quick. We can start off there because that's my shit.
Cool It Jack. Yeah. Cool It Jack video. It was very different. It was a different approach for me. I was turned into a cloud. Shout out to Official Beijing of BTV. She shot that. She's a female director and film producer. So I collaborated with her. We shot that video actually like a year before I released it. That's like, you know how as artists we have things in the stash. So I was just stashing that, and then I felt it was like relevant, you know, in a time to release it when I did release it. And it was real cool. It was fun. We knocked it out in like a couple of hours.
That was a couple hour shoot?
Yeah. Like a couple hours as in like 8.
Okay. a day's work.
Yeah, 5 to 8, maybe.
A day's work.
Yeah, you know, it was dope.
It was hard. It was the colors that caught me. It was the videography, of course. There was a little choreography.
Oh, yeah, the little dancing.
I was with the whole shit. But you know what? You know how you say artists keep shit in the stash. So if you did that a year prior to when it dropped during quarantine time, right?
Yeah, like around when the riots was happening.
Right.
Like around the blackout or something. Like it was like a
Exactly. Exactly.
Timing.
But we dropped it during the Daily Dope, and we said definite the timing, because that was around a time where all eyes were on shit that you dropped. So it was a good and a bad. I mean, it was a bad time, but it was a good time and a bad time and a good time for this video drop. Because it was just like all eyes. I remember when I caught it, and then we started passing it around the content network, and then we got in a chat. Well, we always get in a chat. We watch videos together, and we watch. And we like, yo, Shelly, this is hard, bro. And I'm sure you're familiar with Yvonne Scarlett from LGBT Underground over there in London.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's just very interesting to me that she says, and she thought about it during a conversation with me. She was just like, yo, all the artists that I really, really fuck with that have the most amazing flows and the most amazing music all come from Jersey. I'm like, yes. I've been trying to explain this to you.
Jersey has a lot of talent.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Now, talk about Jersey. What part of Jersey are you from?
I'm from Newark, actually. Lit.
Yeah, right. Let's find out where what part, where area.
Well, I live in like Harrison Kearney now, but I grew up in the South Ward. I went to Shabazz High School. So
shut up, you're a Shabazzer and you live in Kearney. I went to school in Kearney. Sacred Heart in Kearney. Sacred Heart in Kearney. I was young, I guess. That was 8th grade for me, but my mom was a school teacher there, so I grew up in Harrison.
I'm new to the area. I'm out here. I moved to like this area in January. So
word.
Yeah, but I lived in like Newark.
Okay.
For some time. I actually lived in Virginia too. I feel like I've been like a lot of different places. And when I first went to college, I was in Delaware. So, but like, I'd be around, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in Newark, so.
I totally feel you, me too. And it's funny though, when it comes to, because you barely or ever hear anybody else say Kearney or Harrison. It's like, what are you talking about? The Ironbound Negroes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, I stopped those streets very hard. Ooh, you're close to Topps Diner, and I'm very jealous about that.
That's facts. It's like two blocks that way.
I'm pretty sad. And there's also one of my first crushes from eighth grade that lives like right around there. I don't know if she's still there. That's pretty weird because it was eighth grade. So
she could still be in the area. It's a little, the family oriented area. You know what I'm saying?
It's family as fuck. So you went to Shabazz. I'm almost positive that we're not in the same age range though, because quoted in the line,
graduated
says, in where?
In 2010, I graduated.
Oh, from Shabazz?
Yeah.
You know, I'm about to tell you how much extra I appreciate you. I appreciate you because you give off such an older vibe. And the older vibe that you give is probably your organization, how you plan shit out, but that's part of your artistry too, because I've noticed that in your photography work and other projects you work on outside of music. That is super dope. I graduated in 1998.
Oh, yeah?
That kind of age difference, yes.
All right.
Yes, Newark, New Jersey is very, very interesting. So you said you moved around from there. You went to Delaware State?
Yeah. I went to Delaware State directly after high school on a marching band scholarship. That was a very fun time. It was real fun, you know.
It gotta be marching band. Did you play in the band in Shabazz too?
Yeah, I played the alto saxophone.
Listen, we got a lot of roots. I didn't get to play the band. I wanted to play the band. But the thing was that I noticed, like, Jersey schools and shit like that, band was a big thing. Because my brother was Weak Way. But my immediately cousins were all Shabazz. So it was, like, right there and right there. But the band is what, you know,
it was, like, Weak Way. Shit back in the day. It was, like on some high-stepping playing. So it was, like, real. And it was not... Like, not no diss to, like, core bands, like, you know, like, the whack music, like, like, no, that's, like, I respect that, but it was, like, on drumline, get down, soul, like, it was a fun experience in high school and college.
Even, like, the football games and shit used to be hella lit. Battle of the Bands was something that was, like, super serious. Because when I came here to Atlanta, I came here with that mind state. I'm like, oh, shit, Battle of the Bands down here got to be, like, a million times doper than it was in Jersey. And it kind of was because of the historically black colleges are all here. So it was lit like that. But I never got the experience of the band outside being, like, a person that would just follow everybody around. Do you think that playing in the band added to your creativity in music?
Oh, definitely. I would definitely say that. I feel like I've always been good with picking up things by ear, like improvising. And I improvised a lot in band too. Like, I know how to read music, but it's more so like, what does it sound like? What do I need to recreate? Mm-hmm. So like, that's how I do like with music. Like whether it's like flows, like finding flows, like ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, you know, like trying to rap faster or like slowing it down. Cause like it's all like kind of coincides like musically, you know, just have the ear for it.
And you know how they be like, put the drums in the pocket. I said that ASAP too. I was like, Shelly be in the pocket, like in the pocket. Hit him with the kill him with the Hillary. That's right. White girl flow, cocaine spit the kilo. Beat the beat up like Craig did Debo. It's Friday and I just got paid. I shine like the sun while your haters throw shade. I'm hotter than a Honda with your girl and baby mama and a passion Rihanna. That's shorty on the sideline. Woo! Let me count my breath. Yay! I know the in the pocket though, cause I'm just like, it's the way you play with the words. You just going like this on it. Like this nigga's just floating around. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me see. Oh, look at that. I think it's a special guest that came in to say hi.
Okay. Oh, hey. Who that is?
I was just like, you know, this is a good opportunity to just link the whole Up Top community and shit. Come on, Jersey, with the yerp, yerp. I was just like, you know, since y'all got that banger ass song together and I am going to drop it as part of the podcast, I was just like,
Sis, can you hear me? First of all, y'all niggas ain't tough. Hit him in the killing with the Hillary Duff. White girl flow, cocaine spit the kilo. Beat the beat up like Craig did Debo. It's Friday, and I just got paid. I shine like the sun while your haters throw shade. I'm hotter than a Honda with your girl and baby mama. And a passion driven Yana, that's a shorty on the sideline. Woo! Let me count my breath. Somebody said, who up? I said, we up next. The grind don't stop, baby, we don't flex. Nah, we can't kick our feet up yet. Nope. Sick chick, Brick City raised me. Flow so sick like I'm born in the 80s. White boys looking like y'all niggas crazy. Hold up, wait, yup, y'all niggas crazy. Piss drunk, jumping off the table. Couple bottles going around. Got a twist, got a fed it like that. How much y'all want for this here? Oh, shit, like. Y'all look not good. Y'all look not good. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, like. Y'all good. Y'all good. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, like. What? 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 Hey, hey, hey.
Y'all good. Y'all good.
Yeah. Wow. Yo, sis, pass me the mic. If I'm gonna do it, then I'm gonna do it right. If they coming for the kid, better go and get their life ASAP. Like Rocky, I'm wild for the night. You can feel a good vibe, trying to have a good time. Hit you with a good rhyme, back up with a good line. Is that really your girl? I'm just trying to unwind, just trying to have fun. Sometimes like you change minds. Yo, I'm twisted, light and dark, I mixed it. I yawn to fix it, my pose vindictive. My bogus sickening, my goals are hidden. Your front two lifting, spectators rigging. They think I'm wicked, that's how I'm depicted. But I'm really nice.
Y'all good?
Y'all good?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, like what?
Like, bring skin so in. Congratulate you both on having a soon to be housewarming. Housewarming ass people.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
Congratulations to y'all. But I did want to have the opportunity for y'all to talk about that video, because the video was dope. I appreciate seeing Skitzo upside down.
Shout out to me about that verse though. That shit was crazy.
Boy, shout out to both of y'all for the verses. God damn it. how did that link up come about? How did that record come about?
Yo, so basically I've came across Skitzo's music, of course, before I reached out. We did a cipher. Yo, we had a cipher together, actually, through Chaos.
We did do a cipher together.
Mm-hmm. We did a cipher, and I think we started communicating after that, because, like, we admired each other's verses and stuff like
that. Yeah.
And then
we had the best verses.
Yeah.
Skizzo said, fuck that. We had the best verses. Dope.
Admired. We had the best. We'll just get to it. We just had the best.
You're right. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, I like her flow. Like, I'm like, and when I had the beat, I'm like, dang, I hear Skitzo on this. Like, cause I feel like she can do like some damage to this. And I reached out. She did her do. When she sent, like, I remember I was in the kitchen. I was in the kitchen when I listened to the verse. And I was like, oh shit. I was in the corner of the kitchen. I was like, oh nah, she's body. This go crazy. This is it.
Right.
Need the one.
Yeah, y'all acted up on that shit. I promise you, y'all did. And then the crazy part, because I cussed both of y'all out, first of all, because I found it by whim one day. I don't even know where I found it. I was like, together? Shut the fuck up. I hit the team. I hit content. I was like, yo, did y'all know about this? Because I'm very upset. I feel some type of way. That shit is a banger, boss.
I had a good time, like, making that verse. It was fun. The song was definitely fun. The energy, everything. Like, so, even making the video, it was fun. Like, it was like wee hours of the morning, and we're like on top of refrigerators and shit. Like,
pillow fights.
Who came up with the concept for that video? Because I was like, this is wild. It fit the song. You know how some people's shit don't fit songs, especially like club music and shit. It's hard to capture the feel. That was perfect, bro. Who came up with the concept and who shot and all that shit?
Beijing. Shout out to Official Beijing, female film producer.
Yeah, yeah.
Director. She did that. She's the same one I did Cooler Jack. So she came through, did that, you know, and there's looks, you know.
It was definitely lit, man. I was very, very excited about that. And just to let everybody know, it is on that playlist there in the Daily Dope playlist on Spotify, just to let you know. I had to throw that in there. And it's also part of my personal playlist. But yes, man, that was super, super dope. I love that song. Y'all going to do any work together in the future?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
What's just up with that villains track?
I still got that. Let me tell you, it was a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes, but we good now. So
whenever you're ready, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna revisit that and see what's going on with it.
I like it. And if y'all ever want to throw a little something at the old rapper, you know, just let me
know. You already know.
I still got vocals and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's my sector going.
You feel it?
You already know.
Yeah, that joint was dope. I'm looking forward to it. I want y'all to do another one because I need that. Either one of y'all been to Atlanta?
Nah, I'm trying.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to go. I ain't been.
I went when I was like 13. That don't count.
That don't count, bro.
Nah, I don't care.
I'm trying to go.
This shit is so fucking interesting. Me and Jazzy do a ton of interviews for all these artists, and it seems like none of the artists have been to Atlanta, and we thought we was the gayest place ever. Are we officially the gayest place? You said what?
I've never been to the Pride, Roscoe's, or Slutty Vegan. I'm trying to see all three.
We ain't got Roscoe's.
All of that.
I wish we had Roscoe's. Roscoe's is California. I wish we had. We got Waffle House.
I definitely went to Waffle House like the next day or maybe a couple hours after this interview.
I like Waffle House.
We got the Waffle House. I ain't been to the goddamn Waffle House in a minute. But we got all of that. But Pride here, yeah. A bunch of other shit here, yeah. Just waiting for it to calm down a little bit with this whole corona. Niggas got germs out this bitch. I'm sorry, y'all. These niggas got germs.
And as I'm editing, I get a message that says, Pride 2021 is now canceled. This is second year in a row.
Entire fucking pandemic. Now it's like, officially, you can turn up and not feel guilty.
I don't think Atlanta ever closed, like no shutdowns, no lockdown. It was like, hey man, listen.
I'm like, man, this is real crazy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the year, to everything coming back together and offering, you know, more opportunities to the artists, bro. Especially since y'all niggas ain't ever came to Atlanta. There's a reason for me to own that shit. I'm bringing all the dopeness.
I'm gonna be out there soon. I'm gonna hit you up.
Please do, man. For every time artists come out, they do hit us up and we go grab interviews or go kick it or whatever the case may be. I'm all about content, man. I just want some good ass content because when y'all niggas blow up, I need that right there. That's my whole game plan, bro. Schizo, I appreciate you coming through for this dope ass talk with the Shelly Pharrell.
No problem. Anytime.
Definitely. I got to schedule one with your ass too, man, so we can take it way back.
Yeah, just let me know.
All right, big boss. Thank you, man.
All right, no problem.
That was my surprise for you, Shelly. I was like, I hit skits like a couple minutes before, like, yo, come through and holla at us and talk to us about this video because it was amazing. So I was just like, yes,
I still be bumping that song. You definitely need another. Yeah.
I promise you, I tell you legitly. I was like, oh, they just gonna put this out and not tell me about it? I took it personal. I'm like, I should have known ahead of time because I'm excited.
Yeah, behind the scenes work right there.
Now, let me ask you this question right here, because last month or the month prior to, we lost one of our artists. I don't know if you were familiar with Shaky Sean. Shaky Sean. Yeah, she passed away very, very suddenly. And, like, I caught it on a post. And I know we have been rocking with her since, like, the beginning of YLR. And she was consistently putting out music. As a matter of fact, she had a dope-ass joint right now that we were floating on our shits. But it made me think. I was just like, ugh. Here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're an artist. You've been working all these years to put out this music. But then she passes. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course she got her team and shit at home. She ran with a bunch of dudes. Who's going to make her music live? You know what I'm saying? Like, those are years and years of big songs that she was putting out. And the platforms haven't been built. And LGBT music hasn't gotten to where it needs to be. But who keeps her music going on? And when Yvonne said to me, she was just like, yo, it's our responsibility to keep people's music living. And I'm just like, yo, that just gave YLR even a deeper meaning for me, bro. Because I legit felt some type of way. like, damn, yo, all her music is probably just sitting in somebody's computer for the rest of ever. What do you think about that? What do you think are some ways that we can keep music circulating? And this is not just, you know, to an artist if they die, but just period. Like, what are some of the ways that, you know, us as a platform can keep this music or help you guys to continue to push?
I would say the best way to do that, my personal point of view, like with DJs, I would say DJs, like keeping it in rotation, like in certain mixes, like, you know, that, or like, you know, how you do with now with videos and content, you know, just always find like a day, like each day, like at least like once or twice a month to pay like, you know, tribute to certain artists that may have passed, or even like older music, like, you know, just like keep putting it in front of people. Like, you know, don't forget this just because it ain't come out yesterday. This is still a gem, you know, stuff like that. Cause like, if like, you know, like that saying is old to me, but new to y'all. I mean, that could be like, not just for selfies, but it could be for music too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, you can still keep putting it out there.
Yeah.
Just like throw it in a mix, like three new songs from three fresh artists, and it's throwing like, but don't forget about this person. You know what I'm saying?
And like, and that's words to the wise too for artists. Artists new to new. What do you say? Old to y'all,
new to y'all. Yeah.
Yep. Because it's probably a bunch of. I know you said it earlier when you first started talking. You know, we keep shit in the stash, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of shit
in the stash, and I think it's great to recycle stuff, but that also is a lesson in timeless music. You know, when you start dropping a bunch of stuff that dates your music, I mean, iPhone 4 all over your phone, and we're iPhone 4 all over your song, and it's iPhone 12 time now. It's not going to be as relevant as just saying iPhone 4. You know what I mean? So stuff like that. But I like that idea. And that was something, you know, we were doing with Daily Dope. Very, very time consuming, though, because we're not just posting people's videos. We're actually building the content around it. But that's another reason why we picked up the podcast, because I want to hear these stories. Like, I want to hear things like, what got you into music? And that would be me asking that question right now, because I forgot that one.
What got me into music?
You like how I did that? Yes! And
that's why you're so gifted at what you do. You know?
Thank you.
Like, it's just easy for you. You just be like, you got this question in there. It just flows, you know?
It's a dope talk, man. Let's talk.
Yeah, what got me into music?
So I
would say what got me into music. My grandmother, she's actually blind, but before she fully lost her sight.
That is on my list, because I know that too. We'll talk about that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
she's
ahead.
Actually blind, but when I was, I don't know what age, like, I'm so bad with ages. I just know heights. Like, you know, when a kid when like this tall, when I was that tall. What is that, fucking 4 or 5? I don't know. But yeah, so in her senior citizen building, which is so strange, in East Orange, she had a full, like, I don't know if it was like 80 key wooden piano, like a real ass piano in her living room. I don't know how she got it in there, how she got it through, but it was in her fucking living room. And she would play like church hymns, and I would visit her a lot. So she would start off by teaching me like rootsy stuff like that and my scales. And then she showed me how to play chopsticks all while like she was nearly like fully blind. She had like super thick glasses, but she was virtually blind. She's fully blind now. But she taught me how to play the word. And then ever since then, like every time I would visit her, I would just like play around with her piano, like demolishing chopsticks, making it sound like broken chopsticks. But like when you're a kid, it like plants these seeds into you. No, that's why it's so important, like especially like you never know when you're talking to somebody, whether they're a child or an adult, like you might really leave them with something like a seed. So every time I try to talk to somebody, I like speak like life into them, like, yo, you can do this, or you should, like, if that's an idea you have, do it, because like you never know, that might be the thing that really like changes your whole life. But back to the topic, it started there, and then that's when I got like interested in music, like cello, saxophone, and I was always like sing-songy. Like I used to always just sing. Like I remember this one time, right? Like, you know, like I ain't come from like no wealthy family. I was like, you know, impoverished. Like, you know, my mom battled drugs and shit like that, so she was always in and out. And I remember we ain't have no food in the kitchen. And I made a song out of it when I was young. Because, you know, kids have no filter. Like, right. As adults, we know we're not supposed to be singing that. But I remember I was saying, no money, no TV, but why?
And you remember the fuck out of that song, don't you? That's crazy.
Right. I gotta like, bring it back. But it's just like, you're not supposed to be.
You're not supposed to be doing that, right?
Singing that. But it's just like, I don't know. It's just always been like a thing.
But you know what's so funny is that you singing that song probably stuck into somebody else's head, too. Was just like the reality of it is that, wow, we don't got no money, no food. Yeah, you know I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's also kind of crazy that we can sit and laugh at these kind of things now. Because as a kid, well, you know, it's like the difference between, because as a kid, you probably, it was, we ain't got no food, whatever, singing about it. And then you look at it now and you're like, damn. But then at the same time, you be blessed up, like, I got food and I got money now. You feel what I'm saying? That's crazy. And I did read that. Because in my mission to stalk you, I did very good. I did find that, and I just can't find where I put all my notes at. But anyway, what's interesting to me is that your grandma taught you music. As far as the piano goes and just listening, you know, teaching you different chords and things like that, and being able to see is like, I don't know, and this is something you may want to ask your grandma, something like that. Did the music sound different once you started going blind? Because to me, music is sounding different. Like, you mentioned my voice. The reason why I haven't recorded any records is because my voice changed so much. Everybody knows my voice on top of everything. So to do music now, my voice is deeper. And I don't know why, but maybe my balls drop finally. that's possible. But, you know, just hearing music differently, because it made me one of my favorite artists of all time is Stevie Wonder. And they just like, oh, you just couldn't wait to turn into Stevie Wonder, could you? Whatever. But to hear how he describes things that he's never seen and to play the kind of music he does without ever, it's amazing to me. And it's kind of, I'm having that moment. I'm also doing video with this one eye, which is very strange as well. But the music aspect of it and the hearing and knowing music a little bit differently is all different. So when I read that about you, I was just like, oh, that's kind of dope. That's super dope, actually. And she's still here, too.
Yeah, no, I actually need to call. I got to call her more. I got to tap in with my family more. You know, she's in Virginia right now.
Yeah, like, ask her about that. Because you said she wasn't always blind.
Nah, she lost, like, her story. I don't know what she said, because, like, a poor diet. I think it's deeper than that. But you know how, like, parents or adults don't want to tell the full story.
Even just when you get older.
For real, just let me know, like, what's up? Like, I can understand now, but, like.
That is just, is interesting to me. It's interesting to hear where people get their musical starts from, or, you know, like, what inspired them. Shelly, what keeps you going? What keeps you going and continues to make you say, I'm going to keep building this fucking empire. I'm going to continue to figure out the funnel of this money to fund my own shit, to put other people on, because that's something else you do really well. I see you reaching out to people and gathering creative people. When you do your videos and you post, the type of people that show up aren't the people that just be chilling on the side just waiting. They embody or reflect your character. And this is from the outside looking in. I've never been on one of your sets, but from your BTS, I can see the environment that you create. It resembles your videos. It resembles your sound, and it resembles you. Now that we finally had to sit down. Yeah. You know what I mean? So with that, like, I forgot I had a question at the beginning of that, didn't I?
Yeah, you said what keeps me going. Like, you know, I honestly feel like this is like my purpose. Like, I do feel like I'm meant to use my gifts to reach other people and give them some sort of light or hope, you know, like without, like with all the stuff that I've been through, like I don't just like openly, like, you know, just this is my story, you know, like, but I drop it, certain deep conversations that I have, and I just be trying to like, just like impact people. And like with my newer music, I just try to like speak on things that I've been through, because like, you know how we just found so many things in common. You wouldn't know, like, or somebody else wouldn't know, like, oh, they going through the same shit. They beat that same shit. And it like, it gives them hope, because you never know when someone feels like they at their wit's end, they on the last, you know, the last burst of energy. So it's like music can really like impact or save lives, you know, and some people really don't think that music plays a big role in their life. Like even like when you're driving, if you listen to a song with some heavy bass or trap, you're going to drive faster. You're going to drive harder, as opposed if you listen to some soul, you, like you chilling on like, so it's like, or if you listen to a lot of like, get money, it's going to make you want to like, I got to get this. If you listen to a lot of rah, 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 somebody looking at your phone, you want to like pop, pop. Like it's like music really influences. Right. And what I plan to do with my music is influence people for better, turn up too. But like really like, I'm trying to like leave a legacy, like really just last. Like I'll have some trendy songs too, but I'm trying to be like a Cole or Kendrick or like Missy, like really be like here. Like transcend and just finding how to do it and just remain authentic. It's like, it's a whole, it's like, a, it's not, this shit not easy and balance real life. So it's like, you feel me? It's like, it's a whole, it's a whole process, but I'm trusting it. And I'd be like praying, like I legit be praying to God. Like at my last job, I still work on the same facility, but under a different company. I didn't have like, I couldn't have electronics or anything for like 8 hours. And as an artist, that's like, oh, you know, the prime time. So I would just like, when I'm outside patrolling with no phone or nothing, no music, I'm just like talking to myself or like humming melodies or like, you know, just writing. Like I had this little notebook and I always be writing. People like, what are you writing? And just like, just like, I'm just trying to, like, y'all not about to take music from me. I'm gonna try, I'm gonna start humming bass lines or whatever, and
but
I'm gonna figure it out.
That's crazy because it's making is you know how they say if you don't use something like one of your muscles, the other ones get stronger. Something is becoming stronger. You know, with that time, I'm low key kind of jealous that there's a set time from this hour. You don't have no communication because that type of alone time is amazing. Do you find yourself?
I got communication now. That was like last year.
That's over with.
I got my phone and stuff now, but I'm trying to like, I don't post as much, you know, like, because I'm trying to like really just figure out things and think. Because technology can be a distraction if not used properly. So now I'm like, I'm withdrawing, but I'm still trying to use it as a tool. So it's just like this balance. Like I'm just playing like a lot of balancing games right now, just figuring stuff out, just adulting.
I'm right along with you, boss, because we're coming out of that time where we, you know, for the past year, we had a lot of time. And we're just realizing now that we ain't got as much time as we did just last year. I'm seeing it, you know, with gathering everything for the Queerathon. People are actually busy right now. Where last year it was like, we need a video. Oh, I'm going to do one tonight. Now it's just like, I got to see, you know, my schedule. By next week, I should have something. So I understand completely. The times have changed. And that social media thing, let me ask you about that, because that's something else I'd be studying. Like, do we think as artists that hindered or helps?
Depends.
I mean, clearly it does both. It does, really. But like your personal opinion.
I feel like it does help how you use it. Like for example, like how I came across your music or other artists' music through social media, you know, like seeing a dope post, like how you post other artists' music. I'm like, oh, wait, this song is hard. And I click their page and then like I figure out that and then like, you know, reach out to them or just like have conversation. It's just
that's
like,
dope.
That's how you read, like that's how you notice other people. Like if you don't get to see them on the street, like you get to social media helps that.
So it helps in that case. Do we think it's harmful in a sense where, you know, certain people, they get kind of caught up into it? And sometimes it is hard to not want to compare yourself. And sometimes it's not even yourself. Maybe it's like your craft, your music, or even down to comparing shit like my page don't look as good as that page type shit. You know, it's in that comparison thing. When we didn't have social media like that, it wasn't really a thing. But then again, I got to think, you know, you were kind of brought in around that time, though.
I would definitely say naturally as humans, we have a tendency to compare. Like I still do it, but I try to like stop myself when I do, you know, that's why it's like moderation. Like,
that part, yeah.
Especially as a content creator for yourself, it's like, okay, plan out your time, post it, then go. because if you post it, you're waiting for all the responses and like it's kind of hard. It's kind of like you got to do it, but also you got to dip because then it opens up this rabbit hole, this rabbit hole,
this fucking rabbit hole, bro.
This time can you can spend a lot of time on social media. But back to the topic, comparing that could that has I feel like that has caused a lot of depression. Like social media, especially like with all these likes, it make like this numbers game. And I think that's why Instagram is fucking up the algorithm. Cause I feel like they gave it like it's like they put all of this in front of you, like, oh, likes, all of this, da 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 da. Then they take it away. Okay. Cause now you can't see the likes for certain profiles, you can't see the likes or story views, or the algorithm slowed up because I think they made people so dependent on it. Now they kind of took it away and now some people are fiending and, you know, causing to buy likes and stuff like that. So I think that's like a whole nother game being played, it like dangling carrots. But it's just like, you just got to peep it and just kind of like withdraw and find other things or like just really like watch a show, read a book, go outside something, or think.
Yeah, exactly.
What
that.
What am I want to become? What am I doing? And just like really, just with no technology, just sit and think and be.
I had to get to that point too. To the point where I had I work with an app called Later, where I pre-schedule all my shit. So a lot of times I don't even be on the internet
because
people think I'd be on Instagram all day. But if I'm on there, the way I post, I would be on there all day because I'm the only person posting from Yo LGBT Raps. That's all my work, right?
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, and that's a lot. And it just looks like I'm on there all the time. But I spend more time behind the scenes actually creating and then just let later post. But then, like you said, you got to come back because you got to talk to the people to keep your engagement up. And you'll see me running a lot of posts now that kind of keep engagement by themselves. People laughing at shit like exchange the movie name for coochie. And then I get like, you know, all these people commenting. I don't have to do anything but laugh. But yeah, that's a big distraction. And I find myself often... I talk to God the same way you do. I'd be like, yo, I need this to cut off for 2 seconds. I just need to focus. And it's like, especially as an artist, I can remember back in the day before there was social media, when you be so in your own little world that everything you're creating at that moment, the picture is so much bigger. It's just like, oh, when I rock this shit at Madison Square Garden, it's going to be crazy. Now we thinking like, you know, when I put this out on Spotify, it's going to go ham. Like, it's not the same feeling for real, for real. I've even found that in like mixing and shit like that. Like, we used to mix for big speakers and big loud. Now I'm mixing for a phone. I'm mixing for speakers that are like this. They may be better, but it's a different mix than a stadium mix. You know what I mean? So technology is definitely changing it. And I come from the era of, oh, shit, there's a new rapper out. This song is crazy. I can't wait till she's on the cover of Word Up. And that's how the fuck I'm about to find out about Shelly Pharrell and read this article and go try to find all her stuff and things like that. So a lot of what I do is behind, you know, how I came up and how I was introduced to artists and hip hop and really trying to bring that back, because I think, you know, for Shelly to get up on a stage and be like, you know, follow me at ShellyPharrell.com, opposed to when it used to be like Shelly gives this amazing ass performance, steps off the stage, and let's take her backstage for a meet and greet so she can meet and greet these artists and give them a physical CD, a sticker pack or something like that. It's a different kind of feeling. And I'm like, LGBT artists need that because we missed out on the wave when it was happening, but we bring shit back and make it dope. Like, that would be dope. So that's really where the game is going. And I ask that question to all the artists because I really do be wanting to know just how y'all feel about that. And the answer is consistent. Like, it can be a distraction if you let it be a distraction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for real, also, for real.
Really good tool. Just all about how you use it.
Yeah, you sound very organized, though. And I'm going to ask you, what is your sign?
What do you think? What am I giving?
What are you giving? That's the thing. I don't know, but this is usually Jazzy's part. Jazzy's really good with picking out signs. I don't know. I just don't. Huh?
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra Scorpio.
Oh, Scorpio what?
October 22nd, I'm born on the first day of Scorpio. So I'm like in the middle. Yeah. I'm sometimes more Libra than Scorpio, but you know. I want to give you... I don't know why it's saying Aquarius.
Nah. Look, let me pull up my chart. I'm gonna pull up my chart because you're naming All right, I'm gonna break it down for you. This okay. is so funny.
You mess
with CoStar.
What's that?
Like the app. Yeah, the astrology app that like breaks down your chart and all that.
I think somebody had me added to it. I'm wondering, is it the same app? Was it called CoStar? Waking up? Am I lying about that? Oh, CoStar. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Ha! That's funny. Yep, I have CoStar. I don't know how to use it though. So
all you do is like add like your birth time if you know it.
This is interesting. It says good afternoon, chaos. So apparently they know something about me. God dang it. Are you taking everything personally? Sometimes I do. I just finished telling Shelly how I took it personally. Why is they reading my life like this?
Yeah, no, they be trying. I be like, when I read certain things, I'm like, y'all don't know my life too.
Right. Leave me alone. Stay on my business.
Trying to read me down. But all right. So look, my sign. So I'm a Libra. I'm a Libra, but my ascendant, right, is Scorpio. So, and basically an ascendant, as per CoStar, is the mask you present yourself to people. It could be like your personal style, how you come off. So I'm a Libra, but I guess I come off as a Scorpio, but my moon is Capricorn, which I feel like I identify with a lot as far as like why I'd be like so like goal oriented or just like, you know, I come off like reserved, but I'm still an air sign. So I'd be like, I'd be chill and I'd be with the shits, but then I'd be like reserved at the same time. It depends, like,
and that's
it depends
what
on the energy around me. Like, I'd be down for whatever, but at the same time, like, I'd be like mad, like reserved. So it's kind of like, it depends. Like, it just.
Cause that sounds like me. That's that Libra shit. Like, they expect you to be the life of the party, but sometimes I got to be like, let me just observe. I'm here. Mm-hmm. I'm still fun, but you know. Oh, I'd rather. Okay, I can get it. When's your birthday?
October 3rd.
Oh, so. Look at that. One of my best friends is October 4th, as well as Usher. Why do I know Usher's birthday? I don't know. Yeah, That's dope though. You are Libra with the Scorpio in the sign of the world. That's what's up. Maybe that's what brought us to the table with matching nose rings, glasses, and fitted caps today. Probably something up in there. And two gold change. First of all, are we the same person? Stop. That shit is crazy funny, man. So what is up? What do we expect from Shelly in the next couple of months? Let's give it five.
Well, I'm going to the studio Tuesday.
Holla.
So I have some songs that I need to release. The next one I'm going to release is Gold Frames. It's real different. Got some Jersey Club vibes, real EDM, real pop. It's like, it's just, I'm just trying, I'm experimenting. And I feel like that's something that, like, artists, I feel like they should do more instead of always finding, like, what everyone else sounds like. Don't forget to, like, be unique.
Because
that's, like, usually what pops off. Like, you know, like, I was listening to early Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
What was his project? A Kid Named Cudi, his mixtape. That kind of like put him on, and like his songs were so against the grain, like early Kendrick, like OD,
whatever the fuck type of music he wanted to make.
It was against the grain. It wasn't the same. So I'm like, all right, man, let me just do this weird shit that I be hearing in my head. Let's make it an actual thing, put it out, and who fucks with it, fucks with it. That's gonna be like my core fan base, and who doesn't, they won't. You can't please everyone,
everybody.
Whoever does, they're gonna rock with it, and that's gonna just being. I feel like my issue is consistency. I feel like I do have the talent. It's just really consistency and marketing. That's something that I need to work on, and I just got to do my part. You know,
your mind is wrapped around the right thing, and that's building your core audience, your core fan base. Because I feel the same way, man. If you lose sight of who you are and what you sound like or what you want to do, that whatever music, because one day you may feel like just doing EDM for the next 2 months or who knows. But then the next day you may want to do a fucking soft rock album. Who says you can't? You're Shelly Pharrell. You're an artist. The key word is artist.
Yeah, artist.
So I feel like you got your mind wrapped around that, and you still got forever and 18 days. You know what I'm saying? Where you are right now, it was just like, at least you have a plan. I've talked to so many artists. It's just like, you know, I do music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know what I'm saying? What's your plans? What's your goals? What are you going to do with it? Do mad music. Okay. That's awesome. I won't listen. That's fucked up. But nah, man, you know, people are in the business for different reasons. You've said a lot of things that let me know that you're not going anywhere. You spoke about longevity. You spoke about, you know, your actual conceptualizing what you're doing. You spoke about other projects. You even spoke about the shit that your mind is thinking about when you're not thinking about music. And that says a lot. You know, there's more to, there's levels to this artistry shit. Everybody runs with the word artist, but some of them are just rappers, and that's fine too, I guess. But if you call yourself an artist, it's more to it, and you've got all the fucking pieces, bro. One last question for you, real quick: if you could choose to look like a potato or be a potato, which one would you choose?
I feel like I'd be looking like a potato on certain some FaceTime calls. I'd be having a phone like this. I'd be like, yo, I'm dead ass like a potato right now. You know what I mean?
So wait, that wasn't even a new question. You've thought about this before. I look like a potato. You're stupid.
Yo, I'm stupid. Like a potato right now. That's crazy. Then you just move on from life. Like, you just like, all right, well.
Wait, no, I do have one last question though. So if you can give an encouraging word to an artist that is in the middle of this journey called being an artist, an LGBT artist at that, what inspiring words do you have for a young, old, I don't care, just a budding artist?
Mm-hmm. Inspiring words for an artist in this long journey of being a successful musical goat. I would say this. I would say consistency is key. Consistency is key in whatever it is that you are trying to do in life. You cannot do it just one time and then expect a crazy amount of like growth. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep working the craft. Do not accept failure as permanent defeat. You take failure and you go back to the drawing boards and you rework the formula. I would say be consistent, accept failure, rework the plan. Plan again, plan ahead, plan to the end, and just keep doing it and having the vision, you know, and believing in yourself. All of it ties into each other. You have to fucking believe in yourself. You can't have someone else believe in your plan more than you.
You
have to really believe it because you will manifest whatever it is that you're trying to do. And I honestly believe that's true down to where I'm staying at today and my car. Like, I literally had to keep, like, stuff was not falling through because something else was happening. So you have to believe and have a team, whether it's 10 people or fucking two. Mm-hmm. You know, just if you have two people that supports you like no other, roll with them, you know, like, That's your team right there. And just plan ahead, plan to the end, and do not accept defeat or failure. And I'm saying it like this because I need to hear it. Most of the times when I'm talking to other people, it's stuff that I need to like say aloud to myself. Mm-hmm. So it's just like plan ahead, plan to the end, have a team, believe, and just know who you are. Like, and remember who you are. Don't let nobody like take away your fucking title. Like, you know. Yeah, you're king, you're queen. Don't let nobody try to treat you like a peasant.
Right.
When you know who you are.
Yes, so, be proud of who you are. I love that. I love every word of that. Yeah. And I'm happy you said it out loud because maybe I might have been one of those people that need to hear that shit too. You know what I mean?
No, that's
dope, man. That's dope. I love it.
I mean, for the record, and not just saying this because she's a Jersey artist, but Shelly for real is fucking dope. And I will let you know that all Jersey, North New Jersey artists seem to be both great and awesomely fantastic. Just saying.
Yo, what's good? It's Shelly Perel here, and I just did a dope talk with Yo LGBT Raps. Make sure y'all tune in. Let's get it.
That's perfect. That one was perfect. Yay, yay, yay. I love it, man. Thank you so much, bro.